In order to get beyond racism, we must first take account of race. There is no other way. Harry A. Blackman, 1908 to 1999. The American church avoids lament. The power of lament is minimized, and the underlying narrative of suffering that requires lament is lost. But absence doesn't make the heart grow fonder. Absence makes the heart forget. The absence of lament in the liturgy of the American church results in the loss of memory. We forget the necessity of lamenting over suffering and pain. We forget the reality of suffering and pain. Soon Chan Ra, Prophetic Lament, A Call for Justice in Troubled Times. President Abraham Lincoln was swept into his second term as president in 1864, largely due to General Ulysses S. Grant's victories in the summer of that year. Prior to that year, Lincoln decided to change the vice presidential candidate to Andrew Johnson, who appealed to pro-Union Southerners. Lincoln knew he needed their support in his efforts to rebuild the South once the Civil War ended, as well as to broaden his appeal when his re-election chances looked slim. John Wilkes Booth's assassination of Lincoln, in one of the most tragic twists of history ever, not only ended President Lincoln's life, but also put a Southern Democrat into the Oval Office. Sympathetic with Southerners, Johnson would later stall Reconstruction initiatives and take an apathetic stance toward the plight of the freed slaves, for which he was impeached and nearly removed from office by those seeking to fulfill Lincoln's legacy. Lincoln's assassination had a tremendous impact on inhibiting true freedom and equality for Americans of African descent living in the South. Reconstruction. Reconstruction was a brief period of great black progress. Lasting from 1865 to 1877, it focused on the transformation and reincorporation of the South after the Civil War. During Reconstruction, African Americans were given the right to vote. This 15th Amendment right was underscored by enforcement acts, which protected their right to vote, hold office, serve on juries, and receive equal protection under the law. Further, the enforcement acts gave the federal government the ability to intervene if a state was not effectively enforcing the law. During this time, some beautiful and amazing minds also emerged. W.E.B. Du Bois said of this period, "The slave went free, stood a brief moment in the sun, then moved back again toward slavery." As Du Bois wrote, the progress was not to last. While there were a number of factors that led to short-lived Reconstruction efforts, the result was continued black oppression. When the Civil War ended, the South could not challenge the outlawing of slavery. However, although the institution was gone, the belief system remained intact. White Southerners within the power structures looked for ways to replace the labor pool that was lost, as well as to keep African Americans in a subservient place. They systematically curtailed black progress through disenfranchisement, intimidation, political policy, the criminal justice system, and legal manipulation. In a desperate, century-long effort to maintain their power, Southern whites created a series of intricate systems of oppression. The new racial caste system emerging after Reconstruction had a name.